Yes, yellow jaundice, isn't that from the liver reaction?
Or if I were getting a very severe pain right about here, I might...
Appendicitis, appendectomy, operation, whatever it is.
Or say if somebody ate something that disagreed with them and it came back up.
Vomiting, upchuck.
Upchuck. Have you ever heard any other expressions besides upchuck or...
Offhand, I can't think of it right now.
What about...
Lost his cookies.
I'm going to have to write that down.
Haven't you heard that? He lost his cookies?
I've heard...
Upchuck?
What was it? You ever heard people use the word hurt?
Yeah, he heard.
Yeah, he hurt.
What about throw up?
That's right.
What about somebody who's sick like that? You say he's sick where?
Indigestion?
Or he's sick... People use the expression sick at his stomach.
Yeah. Over eight.
I want to ask you about a few expressions that have to do with greeting people. Say, if you met somebody about 10 o'clock in the daytime, how would you
greet?
Good
morning.
Good morning. What would be the latest in the day you'd say that?
At noontime, I guess.
Noontime. Well, how would you greet somebody after noontime, you'd say?
Good afternoon, I guess. Afternoon. Isn't afternoon considered until dark and twilight?
Well,
what would you call the time of day after afternoon?
Evening.
Evening. That's it. Well, what would you say if you were leaving somebody during the daytime?
Good day. Have a good day, as they say now.
Mm-hmm. Or if you met somebody and you were greeting him and inquiring about his health.
Yeah. How you getting along?
How you getting along? Would you ever say that to a complete stranger?
No, I don't think so. How do you do? Glad to see you. Something to that effect. I'm assuming that.
Well, if I ask you, how you doing?
And
if
all right. No complaints. I felt better charge admission.
That's pretty good. Or say, you know, people on a farm, if they start to work before daylight, they say they started to work before
daybreak.
Daybreak. No. Have you ever heard them say started before sun?
Sun up.
Sun up.
Yeah.
Or if they worked until the sun went out of sight, they
sundown.
Worked.
Sundown.
Say, if somebody came to see you on Sunday, this past Sunday, you'd say that he came to see you
last Sunday.
Or if somebody was going to come to see you on Sunday, not this
next
Sunday, that would be next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
I see. Well, say if somebody stayed at your house from about the 1st of the month to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about...
2 weeks. He overstayed.
Do people around here ever use the word fortnight?
No.
Not much. Yeah.
Or say, if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask...
What time is it?
And the person would say, well, I'll just look at my...
It's about 11 o'clock. I mean, look at my watch.
What time would you say it was if it were midway between 7 and 8 o'clock? You'd say it was...
Sundown. No, it would...
Well, I'm talking about specific time.
Time?
You'd say it was...
7:30, 7 o'clock.
What about if it were 15 minutes later than half...
15 past, after.
Or 15 minutes
before.
Later than half... 15 before.
Yeah. You see, now you're going to modern stuff. You know, for my day, we didn't carry watches.
What did you carry?
Had nothing.
Nothing. Didn't have those old round ones, you know?
No, we didn't. We time is no object.